Today, we kind of wanted to go over a topic that's at the forefront of our minds right now, and that's financial instability. Financial instability with the market situation, financial instability with our currency exchange situation, and how that could affect not only our retirement, but also all of you out there who are either retired, planning for retirement, or just a few years away from, you know, leaving work.
Yes, we are recording this video in February of 2025. You might have heard about the news around the global instability with tariffs and all of those things. And us as individuals, we have to think about our situation and what is the plan that we have in place to navigate throughout this time.
Yeah. So what exactly is our situation? And it might be similar to some of yours. And we'd be happy to hear your situation in the comments down below. But for us, we retired last year, as many of you know, in April of 2024. And we are living solely off of our income or our dividends from our investments, right? So our livelihood and our future is tied directly to our investments. So luckily, at this point in time, our dividends are still quite safe and secure, but the other investments we have, our growth investments, are fluctuating quite substantially. And this is causing us some anxiety.
Yeah, it does. And maybe to give you some perspective, it's kind of, we already went through this before. At the beginning of COVID or mid-COVID, we had a lot of investments and we had made a few mistakes along the way. I was thinking, what is the word?
Learning opportunity.
An opportunity. We have learned quite a lot throughout this process, and where we actually lost a lot of money on the stock market. There is going to be a video on the show notes, so you can go and take a look on that video that we are talking about. But now it's kind of, the topic comes back again with the financial stability and what we are planning to do, right?
Yeah, and I think financial instability can go, it goes further for so many people out there. It could mean you lose your job. It could mean that we're all hit with a recession in the next six months to a year.
Yeah.
Obviously, it also is affecting currency exchanges too, which directly affects Jeon and I, as well as so many other people.
Especially those who are planning to retire this year because of the uncertainty that we are going to have, that you're actually facing, right?
Yeah. And I think one of the things that I'm personally, and not exactly, I'm not successfully doing this, but what I'm really trying to do is tune out a lot of the media and just pay attention to the facts, and then tune out all of the other scare tactics that are out there. Because everybody's got their own opinion about what's going on. So it's hard to kind of quiet that noise down.
Yeah.
But I think it's important that we all just go with the facts and make our decisions on fact-based information rather than make decisions in fear.
Yeah. Once we heard about that, we decided to create a post on our community tab asking our viewers, how do you feel about that? And the majority of them actually responded that they were a bit concerned about their situation, mostly because they are planning to retire this year or within the next years, right? Which is, it's difficult. We understand that it's a valid concern because we don't know what is going to happen. And all the plans that you've had in your retirement portfolio, they might change because of what's going on right now.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, we touched a little bit on it before, but all of us just need to keep in mind, I feel like, that we've been through something similar in the recent past. COVID kind of threw all of the markets around the world into a bit of a tailspin for a while. And then slowly over the next few years, things really started to kind of come back and rebounded well.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to keep that in the back of my mind as well. Mm-hmm. And trying to stay a little bit positive, but it's hard.
It is hard, and maybe one of the benefits that we have, I don't know, from one side, it's good that we are not in North America right now, and we are not bombarded all the time with the news and what's going on, mm-hmm. right? On the other hand, putting ourselves out there and looking and see what's going on, it might be difficult because are we doing the right thing or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think we are. I mean, I think for us, one of the ways that we're going to be able to weather this storm is, frankly, the fact that we are traveling full time, the fact that we are nomadic and no longer tied to a single location. We can move around in order to make sure that our money does last as long as we need it to. And we're already having to make some adjustments to our upcoming travel plans because we don't know what's going to happen in the next 6 months or a year or 2 years. And we need to start putting in place maybe a few little safety measures or guardrails to make sure that we're not going to overspend in too many consecutive months. Like, we can overspend, that's fine, but it can't be for 12 months of the year. Mm-hmm. And overspend. Yeah. So.
But at the same time, I agree with you. And we kind of, the fact that we are retired now, we are prepared for what is coming. When we stopped working and we started living off our income, we had at least 1 year saved for letting the money grow as much as possible, which had happened in 2024. Now that we are in 2025, we are basically drawing down from our investments. But not
the dividends.
The dividends, yeah. But not actually selling any of our positions. All that we are doing is receiving the dividends and distributions at the end of the month and then living off that.
Yeah.
Which is good. And by the way, if you are one of our members, you might be surprised by the results of our January 2025 dividend investing strategy. If you haven't looked, go to the members page and take a look on that video because it's quite interesting. But putting this aside, what else can we do to navigate?
Yeah, but I think that's the key. Like what you just said right there is the key. So for us, our investing strategy has always been to be diversified. So we have real estate, we have growth investments, and we have our dividend investments. And I think right now, maybe that's highlighting the benefit of dividend investing, because as the market is slightly volatile and we don't know how long or how bad that volatility is going to go, we have our dividends that we're living off of. So like Cheyenne said, we're not actually selling any of our positions. So all of those investments we have in growth are riding, they're just going to ride out this storm. They're not going to be sold at any point in the near future. So we can live off of our dividends, ride out the storm with our growth. And then we also have real estate that if things get super challenging, we have a place that we can go that's in a lower cost of living country where we can kind of navigate some of the turmoil.
Yeah. But one of the things that we cannot forget, and there is a really great book, which is The Psychology of Money, that I've read a few years ago. And it kind of comes back to my mind is you have to think about those investments as something that is going to be long-term. When I mean long-term, I don't see next year or the next 2 or 3 years. It's going to be 10, 15, or 20 years. This is the mentality that, or the mindset that we have now, knowing that this is going to pass and it's not going to be the last one. There is going to be more crisis and instability, you know.
Yeah.
Throughout, you know, our lifetime.
Right. I think what could be an issue for a lot of people, though, is that if you're already retired and you're now relying like we are on our investments, but you're relying on cashing out some of your investments in order to meet your monthly spending, then that can be a scary thing when your portfolio goes down 4, 5, or more percent, right? Because in order to live, you have to cash out, right? Mm-hmm. So maybe put down in the comments below, do you guys keep like a cash reserve that you replenish every 60 months to a year, and that's what you live on? And if there's an issue in the market, you can ride it out? Or how are you navigating cashing out your investments if that's your strategy in order to finance your retirement?
Yeah, and even in situations like this, we are relying on ourselves. We are DIY investors, so everything is on us, right? If something happens, that is going to be on us.
Yeah.
And we are totally fine. We are not afraid. We are not concerned. We are not doing this. We are not doing anything. It's just watching what's going on and
True. But I mean, I am slightly anxious. I'm not going to lie. I feel anxious by what's happening in the markets. I know in my head that we're going to be okay, but it's definitely, it's like COVID 2.0 for us. The uncertainty and not knowing what's going to happen is a challenge. And at this point, maybe it's going to be turn into nothing, and maybe it will. And I hope that by next week, things are back to the way they had been previously, but we don't know. And that's the uncertainty. The not knowing is always, it generates a little bit of fear in me. I like to know what's going on.
Yeah.
So that's impossible. You can never predict the future.
You can't predict the future. And all that you can do is make sure that the plan that I have in place is the right one. It might not be the right one, and nobody knows what is going to happen. All that we can do
right now.
Yeah, is the right one that we have right now. We are making, we are doing what we are supposed to do. What is going to happen? We never know. But as of today, I believe that our plan and what we have in place is the right approach. And I don't feel stressed at all. And I feel like what Christine is experiencing now is the media, what is coming on, you know, what she's reading every single day and the impact that it does have on us. What I feel that it helps is, especially in North America and in Canada, it might be more difficult, and also, of course, south of the border, especially because of the winter time, it's getting difficult. I mean, we just want winter to be over, and sometimes we don't do a lot, we don't go out, and we stay home and end up listening to what's going on in the media. It is just causing us more and more stress. I can relate to this because that's exactly what happened with us. Once we decided to sell for a big loss 2 years ago, that was around the same time. That was around the same moment.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right? You have to keep that in mind. I mean, is it perfect? No, but which plan is perfect? We don't know. There was a saying from Mike Tyson. I don't know what it was. That you have a plan until you get a punch and then you don't know what you're going to do after that. That's the same case with us.
Yeah. I mean, I think we have good safety measures in place. And maybe that's the big lesson to take away is that your plan is never going to go like you think it's going to go. And so it's always important to have some sort of a safety measure or safe guardrails, I think a lot of people call them. So in our case, our guardrails are, if it gets really bad, we can go to Brazil and stay there and live for a much cheaper cost of living. We have the ability to pivot in our plans and be able to move around the world to these lower cost living countries in order to be able to save a little bit of extra money, because we don't know what the next 3 to 4 years is going to bring. As well as, and we talked about this a little bit in our previous budget video, but we save a ton of money by using points and miles. And those really do allow us to save that travel money and a lot of times our accommodation expenses too. So moving forward, I think we might be utilizing points and miles at a faster rate in order to bring down our monthly spending a little bit, just to kind of keep a little bit more cash in reserve.
Yeah. And in a simple word, what are we doing? We are just diversifying.
Everything we do, we diversified as much as possible.
Which is, I believe this is all that we can do. This is what is actually in your control. It might be a good time, even though we are in February now, you might already have completed this. And put in the comments below, did you reevaluate your portfolio? Did you know, or do you know what is the percentage that we have in a specific sector? How do you do this? Is it something that you do monthly, weekly, or yearly? Because this is what it's in our control. It's in our control also to sell the positions. Is it the best one? I don't think so.
No, I would say now is definitely not the right time to sell.
Because you have to think about long-term. And again, what you're buying now in 10, 15, 20 years is going to be, well, I can't predict the future, but based on what happened previously in the market, it's just kind of going up.
Yeah, so I guess like that's maybe a great idea, right? Have you reevaluated your positions in your portfolio? And then evaluate what your safety measures are for, even if you're not retired, if you're still working and saving towards retirement, what are your safety measures if? I know we always hate the what ifs, but maybe it's a good thing sometimes to plan for what if. What if interest rates climb again? What if we end up in a recession? What if I lose my job? Which are all really valid fears, but I think if we can sort of have a plan for those what ifs, if they never happen, amazing. If they do happen, you're ready. You know what you're going to do. You know how you're going to react. And that's the same for us. We've planned for some of the what ifs. It doesn't make it any less scary, but at least we have a plan and we know that if we need to, we can execute the plan and still be okay.
Yeah. You do remember that when we run our scenarios, we run one scenario of like the worst path ever, right? Sometimes that's what we need to remember. I don't know if Christina remembered there or not, but when we were running our numbers, making sure that this is, you know, before retiring, we had like 3 or 4 scenarios that we run with the different companies and advisors. And they said, this is the worst scenario that is going to happen if the market really goes bad. And even with that scenario, we were good. The thing is kind of going back again to the mindset and trying to remind her and having a community as we do have sharing our story on YouTube and in our membership community kind of helps because based on the previous experience and even walking with the guys here in Argentina, this is something that we really feel like it is important, which is having the sense of communion and having somebody that we can talk about those things.
Yeah, because I think that as humans, our nature is to always focus on the worst case scenario, focus on the negative, because that's our survival instinct. How are we going to overcome this thing that's threatening me in this moment, right? Mm-hmm. But I think if we have our plans and our safety measures ready to go, we can focus on, I'm trying to focus on the positives and know that you're going to be okay. You can navigate this storm. So,
yeah. At the end of the day, if something happens, we can come back to work. This is not the end of the world. Do I need to? No. Do I want to? No, we don't need this. But what I'm just trying to say is it's not the end, guys. This is actually on how we navigate throughout our lives, which is always adapting to what it's coming, right?
Yeah. Being flexible and knowing how to change when required to change, which isn't an easy concept for a lot of people, us included. Sometimes change is hard and it's difficult, but if you're able to make those transitions and be flexible, you are
good. And always look for opportunities. Recently, I'm not going to give you another example. I had my spousal RSP account with one institution and I received an email from another one, actually from Wealthsimple in Canada, saying that, by the way, if you want to move your money from X institution to our institution, I'm going to give you cash.
2%.
Do I need to think twice? It's 2% of the amount that I have now. It is going to involve a lot of paperwork, but guess what? I am adapting. I'm going to receive $3,000 or $4,000 free for only doing those movements. And why shouldn't I do?
Yeah.
Right? So it's just...
Yeah, keeping yourself open to new opportunities.
Keeping yourself open to new opportunities. When we always say that for every money that gets out of our wallets, we got to receive a point back. That's exactly why. Because in situations like this, instead of us paying in cash to a day or a week or a month in a specific location, I can use the points.
Mm-hmm. You're not getting points, though, for the moving of the RSP.
No, we are not getting points for the moving of the RSP, but we are getting money that we're going to be using this money to live, right? So to use whatever we wanted to do. Maybe look around you. There are banks that always offer you to move your money from one location, you know, from one institution to another one, and in return, you're going to get money back. Why not? Chase keeps sending us those things that, no, I'm still okay, or no, I'm going to change. So there are opportunities out there. You have to see what is available and take advantage of it.
Right. Yeah. So I think that's kind of, we just wanted to talk it out. I mean, do we know what's going to happen? We have absolutely no idea what's going to happen. But we have a bit of a plan. And I think that we wanted to talk it through with you guys. We wanted to let all of you know that we feel all the same anxieties and stresses that all of you do. And I think that if we can utilize the comments down below to help all of us talk through some of these issues that we're having, we'll all be better for it because we're not alone in this. And it's better if we come together as a community to support each other and help each other through some of the stressful times.
Yeah, it's a wake-up call for everyone, which is don't rely on governments, don't rely on politicians. All that we can do to yourself is rely on your expertise and what is going to be a better investment long-term to you.
And if you're all interested in some of the steps we take to secure our retirement future, take a look at this video.
Take care, stay safe, and we'll see you in our next video.
Bye.
Bye.